Jamil on the beat. Yo, what is going on? Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. It's been a while since I could say this, man, but it's Wednesday, yo. It's been several Wednesdays, but this is a good special Wednesday, bro, because we back, bro. The man we chop up. You hear that voice in the background, yo, it's none other than my man Donnie Chambers, yo. What's up, baby?
Man, ain't nothing. Get this one in for 2020.
Man, yeah.
Get this out of here, right?
get this fucking year out of here, bro. Like, this joint. You see that new commercial they got out with, I think it's a Match.com commercial.
With the
Satan in 2020?
Yes. I said, what possessed them to do some stuff like that?
It made you chuckle, but at the same time, I was like, oh shit, I don't like that shit. I was like,
man, this ain't cool.
That ain't cool.
Are you told to do this?
Like, damn, bro. She like Satan? And at first bro. I was like, is she really talking about Satan? And then that was really the commercial, really the joke.
Bro, that was, man.
That they were trying to pull on that thing, man. But yeah, this year has been crazy, man. It's been it's been some bullshit, man. I'm telling you, you think about years we've had, you know, tough years, 9/11. But it was almost like those were tragedies, yes, but they were one-time things, you know, that happened on a day. And it was a tremendous tragedy, a lot of lives lost. But now, it's not a day. This has been, what, we going on 11 months.
Bro, this year being so fucked up, I'm so tired of it. I don't even keep up with the shit no more. When shit come across my news feeds and stuff, I just be like, of course, it's 2020.
Dog, it's crazy, man. It is. It's like, to some of the shit I'm seeing, when I had these news break apps or whatever that come across, like you said, I'm like, ain't no way. And the shit you hearing when you see shit like Republican Party are going to sue Mike Pence to overturn. I'm like, are we living in 20? I mean, what year is this, bruh? Mm-hmm. You got a party of people openly try to overthrow democracy. Like, this shit is crazy to me. It's crazy. It's insane, bro. And I was like, from this COVID to this COVID relief to whatever the fuck you want to call her.
To a new strand of COVID.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I mean, I called that. That was a no-no. But that came out of nowhere. About to edit that out. But yeah, man.
New strand of COVID to...
What's called? Variant? Yeah, they call it that joint COVID variant. Mm-hmm. It's like a movie. Like COVID variant. I was like...
To $600 between 600 and 2,000 people, they complaining about that,
bro.
Man,
but the thing, bro. The thing is, the president wants to say $2,000. He don't. Obviously, I never agree with Donald Trump. That's it, bro. And it was so sad because it was like people were really feeling that he did that with their best interest in heart, and he didn't. He just mad and upset because they, you know, Mitch a couple weeks ago congratulated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. He mad, upset, in his feelings. Think the Republican Party should still be fighting for him. Like, think about that. He thinks they should be fighting for him to overturn an election that was fair and free. Like, really? Like, he's so untouched reality. He's like, look, come to my side. Which is totally insane, not reality. But he wants everybody to rock with him like that. Yeah, it was crazy. It's crazy, bro. I never seen that shit like that in my life. I'm like, he wants people to openly just come into an authoritarian state. I'm just like, yo. And we're just thinking like, that's cool. Like, I keep telling people democracy is an experiment, bro. That's what this has been for the last 200 years. A fucking experiment.
Right. Right.
And when you got shit like this going down, when people doing this and literally just openly and brazenly try to overthrow democracy, that's when you get to an authoritarian state, and then you got the government telling you what to think, telling you what your thought process is going to be, how you can go about living your everyday life.
I've come to the conclusion the United States of America is a big corporation.
Yeah, it is. Dude, that's why I keep thinking about it. When it comes to the, it is, bro, because God forbid, because of this pandemic, that people for no fault of their own have come on hard times. And God forbid we put a pause on capitalism just for a few months to help people get out of it. But to then get to the bottom line is motherfuckers still got to get paid. You know, like, it still goes on. And when you talk about a party that's in control, and people keep talking about, you know, Republican, Democrat, I'm not saying the Democratic Party doesn't have their issues. They do. But the Republican Party and Donald Trump, and even Donald Trump, he just accelerated it. He exposed it. But that's the Republican Party. That's what they're all about, bro. They're about giving money to the 1%, cutting taxes for the rich, and caring about their donors. They don't give a fuck about the American people. They don't care. They never cared.
And to piggyback on what you said, I'm going to put it to you just like this. Mitch McConnell's estimated net worth is $34 million.
Yeah.
You think he give a fuck that motherfuckers got to make ends meet?
No. You know Kelly Loeffler? How much her net worth is?
What?
$800 million.
And she give a fuck either.
Purdue, $26 million. They don't care because... It was funny. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I started to do some studying myself about Reagan and, you know, talking about the party of Reagan, the party of Lincoln.
Yeah.
But it was the Jemele Hill's Unbothered. And she sat back and she really, and shout out to her, man. I think her podcast is awesome, yo. And one day she'll be on this show, the Holler at Us show. I'm putting that into existence because I would love to talk to her. But she broke it down. Talking about how what Trump did, it wasn't nothing new. It was just a Southern strategy that's always been there. The issue with Trump is he was so brazen, his attitude, who he was as a person, right, kind of rotten to the core. He didn't do it in the way where people couldn't see it coming. People see it.
Yep.
Next time it could be somebody that's got a little bit more of a smile. But basically, you know, a little smile and a wink and talks a little gentler. But really, he means the same shit that Trump wants to do. Because basically, she was saying how you break it down, even when it comes to Lincoln. Lincoln freed the slaves, but Lincoln never really cared about slaves being, or black people of color being equal.
Oh, he freed the slaves because he was getting his ass whooped in the war.
Exactly. That was it. He never really cared about the terms of getting people. Exactly. So he needed to be able to fight for them and said, well, you'll be free if you come up here. But so he did it, but he never... We helped him take the country back, literally. And he just put us free because of that. But at the end of the day, he still thought that they were inferior. Mm-hmm. Even from Reagan. What Reagan did in the Southern, how he did his racist, the only, at the time, I think it was the, she was breaking it down, but basically just saying how they have gotten the Republican Party, even the Southern strategy, is that they have convinced even poor whites to vote against their own interests because they say, look, if we guys give this and we do it, you know what's going to happen. The black people, they're going to take it over. And they're going to take it over, they're going to ruin it and mess it up for everybody. So they say, you know what? They get them thinking that you got to keep us voting in so we can protect you versus them. But really, no, those things can help them, but they know that. So they blame it on us. They say, you know what, you're right, so we're not going to make sure that doesn't happen. They will vote against their own interest. And the Republicans know that. And that's why they keep voting them in. And they don't do anything for them, but they vote against their own interest because they make them believe some type of way. If we give you something, it's just going to get corrupt by those other people. So let's just not do it at all. And it's amazing how they over how they've like broken that down.
They like catfish, like bottom feeders, bro.
They are, man. Like, how can Mitch McConnell, when Kentucky is one of the poorest states in the country? I mean, he did. That's why, you know, they put him to the fire with that $2,000 check, and he just blocked it. I mean, they're just showing you. They're showing you plain Jane, plain and simple, open book. We don't give a fuck about you.
Me and my wife was talking about this, Ryan, today. Is like, the fucked up part, people need this $600.
How paltry that it is, people need it. And that's why with Trump, he was doing shit because he was mad, because he knew people need that money. At least they come on. He knew that. That's why he just wanted to do it on purpose, just to, because he want. I'm still president. I'm still here, and he wanted to get back in McConnell and say, "Yo, do this," and then expose him to make McConnell have to block it. Mm-hmm. So now he literally pulled the rug underneath the Republican Party because he doesn't care about the Republican Party. He only cares about himself.
Yeah. He on his way out, so he like, why would I care about them?
And he mad anyway because they won't. Because they won't
care about me. He's like, they don't care about me. Why would I care about you?
He like, I guess they said he aide had sent. I guess he sent an aide to Capitol Hill, and he gave like a graph to Mitch McConnell, basically saying that I'm the reason why you got reelected, and you're not even helping me. Because he got really mad about the fact when McConnell went ahead and admitted or congratulated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
He got mad about that because after the Electoral College met on the 14th, the next day he said congratulations to him, to Kamala Harris being the first, you know, African American or first woman to be vice president. He didn't like that. So now he's thinking McConnell doesn't have his back because he's still saying this because he's not, he knows he can't win. He's just raising money. And he's raised over $200 million up to date for this election defense.
His that's the thing, Ever, his supporters, which is adjacent from the Republican Party. They're Republican, but they're his supporters at the same time.
Republicans, like Cuomo said.
which is why his numbers were the way they are in the election, because his supporters.
Yeah. He's a lot of them. And that,
a lot of them.
And that's what also... the people of Georgia, he's literally going to probably hurt them in terms of regaining those seats, because I keep telling people the question I keep asking, like, how can you, I know the Democrats have their issues, but when you openly see the Republican Party for what they're doing and what they're about, how can you possibly vote for them? How can you possibly put a vote for them when they're showing you that even the people that they rely on to keep voting for them, to put them in office, when they go in there, all they do is meet the needs of the corporations and the donors that buy them their seats, that fund their campaigns, that finance everything.
Right.
I mean, that's, but they still need the people to vote them in. And they do that because they convince them and say, look, like I talked about earlier, it's your best interest to vote us in, because we're going to make sure conservative values reign supreme. Or quote, hashtag, quote unquote, white nationalist values reign supreme. Because that's what they're talking about. A white nationalist value. You know, fucking conservative values. They're trying to make this country, they're the minority, the white minority, and trying to maintain a majority and keep their influence. They don't care about the people. They care about staying in power. Because if they're in power, they can influence legislation in their vision.
$100.
Come on, man. I mean, $600. And only they did that because of the Georgia election, the runoff.
That, man, that is like, whew, a slap in the face.
It is. I mean, think about it. In 10 months, almost 11 months of this pandemic, the American people have gotten $1,200 from their government. And every other country is subsidizing and giving aid to their people because they understand that the people make the country. They make the country. They're the people who make the country go. It's the working families. It's not the rich. But here, the supposedly greatest country in the world. They literally keep doing it. Republicans keep saying, look, as long as we keep giving money to CEOs and corporations, everything will be okay. It'll trickle down. No, it doesn't. It never does. They don't want it to trickle down. That's why they continue to put, give you money, fund your seats, donate to you, so you can continue to keep their benefits or what their interests are in front of the American people. And they're somebody, showing that. They're showing it. Like, they're just showing it.
So dear, to your point, somebody the other day I was talking to was like, well, we the people of the United States. I said, well, who the hell is the we?
Exactly.
We ain't the people.
We ain't the people. We keep saying that over and over. This country, when it got started, it wasn't with us in mind. It wasn't we the people. That's why it's so funny, because they try to continue to people, like people who even did acts of racism. They have these statues up because they want to put them up and try to immortalize people, because they want people to believe that this country wasn't built on racism. It was. This whole country was built off racism. It was off one race dominating the other race.
George Floyd, what? Was it June?
May? I think it was May.
May.
So I think it was May.
You're talking seven months. And if people 7 months later don't understand that this country was built on racism, something fucking wrong.
Because they say, come on, man. They have a statue. You don't give a statue to somebody who's racist. Yeah, you do. When you want to act as if there was no. Come on, man.
What you been? What story you been looking at? What TV show you been looking at?
Come on, man.
The same shit I've been seeing.
It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. They said they were talking about the I can't remember the doctors. I'm not even gonna go there because I like to have names. Cause I can't remember the name of the doctor off the top of my head, man. But like I said, it's just. It's been ridiculous, man, and it's something that you can clearly see. Well, that's why I keep saying, man, I don't know why. I know Joe Biden is going to be president, and I get it. He's going to get in there. He wants to work with them. But I'm sorry. How the fuck can you work with them? How can you work with them when they literally are willing to overthrow democracy to stay in the power? How do you work with a caucus that have shown you that's what they're about? They don't even believe in democracy. They don't want to work with you. They don't want to have relief and health care and immigration laws. They don't want any of that shit. They want their white minority. That's it. If I'm Biden, I'm like, yo, fuck all of them. I'm not working with none of them. That's why, look, man, people of Georgia, they said 2.5 million people early voted. That should be a great thing. 70,000 new voters. Usually that presses hard for the Democratic Party when you have that type of enthusiasm. Because they blocked a $2,000 stimulus payment where people, Republican voters in those areas, need that $2,000. It's just not Democrat supporters. It's their constituents. And they're saying they don't care about the people that voted them in.
Exactly. If you go back to what you just said, they don't care about the people that voted them in, but they'll have those people that voted them in vote against their own cause and what their own needs.
It's crazy.
Crazy. Bottom feeders, man.
Can they say, if we do this, you know it's going to happen. And they say, you know what? You're right. So we shouldn't do it at all.
And you need this $2,000, but I'm not giving it to you.
You need this, but hey, look, if we give it to the rich people, they know what to do with it. Like, it's so funny. Like, Ron Johnson, who's worth, I think, $20-something million in Wisconsin, he blocked it talking about we're mortgaging our children's future. I'm like, you're mortgaging your children?
You're printing money anyway that you don't even have. So what do it matter?
People need money now. And it's so funny now that we're having a Democratic president come in. Now the conservative, they're going to go back to their values of fiscal responsibility. We have to watch the deficit. Now we're deficit hawks now, because that's mortgaging our children's future. But you had no problem when they did that $2 trillion tax cut for the rich.
But like he's saying, they're mortgaging What did you say?
Mortgaging.
Yeah, mortgaging. They're mortgaging their children's future.
Right.
Not everybody else's.
Yeah.
Their children's future.
You're mortgaging our children's future.
Yeah, theirs.
But hold on, your worth means the dollars.
Because there's no future for the other children if they don't get the money to survive and the needs that they need to be better.
They don't care, man.
So your children's future is getting mortgaged because that's money coming out of your pocket.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you don't care. You're not caring. I'm like,
don't care.
Don't hide behind that shit.
They don't care. As long as the people that finance them, they're happy. They don't care. They, like, Jeff Bezos is worth billions, hundreds and billions of dollars. Why can't he pay his fair share of taxes? I mean, at the end of the day, even if you take whatever that tax bracket is, you pay your taxes. You even can do ways where you can make payment plans and all kinds of shit. You ain't got to pay lump sums, all kinds of different shit when it comes to that, you know, y'all cats, you know, and y'all got that different tax bracket, you know, that's for y'all. I can talk about what I heard from it. You can actually give me more information because you live that thing, you know what I'm saying, bro? You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even in my freaking tax bracket, like I was talking to my wife about it today. I'm like, yo, federal government took $58,825 from me.
And they taking that from you, and they people that make more than you pay less than that.
Exactly.
It's crazy, right? It's insane. Crazy. It's insane.
Crazy. Insane.
But the thing is, if you were a donor and you gave to one of them dudes, you probably wouldn't be paying no taxes either, because they looking out for you. But you ain't looking out for them, so whatever tax bracket you rely on, go ahead. But the trillionaires, the billionaires, who don't need no money. No. Who got it going on for them? Who have success? And nobody says we're hating on their success. I mean, Jeff Bezos started Amazon. I mean, hell, I use Amazon all the damn time. I mean, it's a hell of a company. But at the same time, he needs to pay his way, pay his fair share.
Pay the bills.
This country, bro.
Pay what you got to do.
Like you said, man, it's a corporation, bro.
It's a corporation because we weren't supposed to be paying taxes anyway to start.
Mm-hmm.
That starts there.
And that's the thing, too. We taxpayers, we pay in every year and only $600. The reason why y'all can do the shit that y'all do.
Money they giving you anyway.
That's what I'm saying. The reason why they can pass $740 billion military bills is because of taxpayer dollars. It's the money that we pay into it. But now, when we need help, nah. We now. Y'all get yourself together on your own bootstraps.
Yup.
It's crazy.
It's another road of not being able to go to the bank, not being able to buy this house. So this another.
Yeah.
That's why I'm ready to get. This why I'm ready to get out the year, man. I'm so sick of this shit, bro. I'm so sick of 2020, man.
This joint has been insane.
Is like the 10, 11 months, you do nothing for your people. Okay, you feel you did something because people don't got to pay their rent. You amortize rent payments, mortgage payments. Okay, you did something. Woo. Great.
If you think about it though, that's great, but after that it expires, then you owe all that shit back. The only way that you're going to help American people is if you give them direct payments of whatever they paid, $2,000 a month, something monthly.
Exactly, because you do all this for the people. You hold their mortgage, you hold their rent payments, whatever. But it still does nothing if the person can't go to work and earn a wage.
They can't make no money. Because you're saying they can't go nowhere. So if you're going to say they got to stay home, then you got to pay people to stay at home, especially the people who are taxpayers.
Like my wife said today, and it made so much sense. You pay people $600. Keep playing these games and paying people $600 if you want to. Because you know what happened when people run out of $600? They going to come out to your neighborhood.
You know,
and they going to get your shit
uncomfortable.
So keep playing these games with people. Because they're going to make their lives way uncomfortable.
And it's like the top millionaires and billionaires, they keep saying, nah, y'all don't got to pay nothing. Like, it's insane to me. And everything that they do, think about it, in that last bill, now he didn't get it. But what Mitch McConnell wanted was liability protection for corporations. So up to 5 years, you wouldn't be able to sue a corporation because you thought they didn't protect you because of COVID. You'd have been protected by that. Like, what? Why does that matter? When American people need relief, why does liability protection for corporations matter?
Right.
None of that shit matters.
At all.
It's the working families that make this country go. And you have one party that is clearly showing they don't care about it. They just don't care. I mean, there's no other way I can cut it. It sounds terrible, but it's like they don't give a fuck, because it's a mentality of, if you don't look like them, you don't matter. You don't support them and keep them in power and finance them and scratch their back, even though you're voting me and I'm voting you in. You're supposed to represent us, but you're representing them. It's like you blatantly see it, but people still fuck with them. Like, they don't care about the working American family. Mitch McConnell is a terrible person, bruh.
He's terrible.
He's horrible.
He's a terrible person inside, man.
He's horrible. Like, how can you?
I don't know who slapped him around in elementary school and picked on him. He's a terrible person.
He's the worst. He's
terrible, man. Like, and that's the thing about all these people, man, is like, you can't, like, the heartless, bro.
There's no heart. Like, none.
How are you so heartless? To $2,000, what's it going to cost the country?
Bro, they didn't even want to do $600. They made them do that just because of that. They wanted to get some good publicity for the Senate runoff. Like, think about it. If it wasn't for that, they would even put that in. They would have gave them nothing.
They basically said, you can go to hell with a handbag and be whatever, figure it out.
They trying to give money to airlines and shit, corporations. I'm not saying
they ain't got no money to buy no damn ticket.
That's what I'm saying. Like, help me. Like, help me. I don't get it.
If the people can't nurture the country and go buy shit because they don't have no money,
the economy can't do nothing.
They don't have any money. What?
The economy can't go, right? You can't go.
You can't go.
No stimulus. You can't stimulate the fucking economy. I mean, it's very simple. And I'm not even an economist. I'm a black dude that just watches a lot of MSNBC and studies Google. And that shit just looks duh. It's plain and simple. If you stimulate the economy, people will buy and they will patronize. They will go in, participate in the economy. But if they can't because they have no job, but you still say, I need that rent, I need this, I need that bill, I need this light bill, I need this heat bill, but they can't work, and you don't even want to give them, and you want to cut the unemployment from 600 to 300, take that money from them. The Democrats wanted more money. They wanted $3 trillion, but they're not in control. That's why these seats matter so much in Georgia, bro. They matter.
They do matter. And the crazy thing, again, they're printing this money at the U.S. Treasury.
Yeah, they got the money.
You're printing paper.
They just want to take it. They don't want to go into where it needs to go. They want it to go where it continues to go so they can keep their pockets fat, bro. It's fucked up.
The crazy thing is, even if they want to keep their pockets fat, man, you can't die with this shit. You can't take it with you when you die.
Bruh, it's about amassing power, not for them, for their kids. But it's like we can't give it to nobody. It can't trickle down.
We gotta hoard it. It gotta be us.
We'll be back on the other side, man. Correct Me Mistaken Podcast. Man, we chop up. Yo, what is good? What is good? Welcome to the other side, man, of the podcast, the second segment. Correct Me Mistaken, midweek chop up. My man, Donnie Chambers, back at
we
it.
We here in the building.
We back at it like crack at it. We ain't got no crack, though. I don't fuck with that. Fuck with something else, though.
Yeah, you did.
Put it in the air. You know, remember that joint by Beanie Siegel? I can feel it in the air.
Yes, sir. So do.
Every time I think about that joint, like, I gotta put it in the air. I gotta put it in, I gotta feel it. I gotta smell it. I got to see it. Yo, God forgives and I don't. Shout out to Rick Ross. God forgives and I don't. That's that album bang, bro. I still listen to that album, yo.
Rose. He has one of the best voices for rap.
And he spit, I get it. People be going on him and shit, because he did the correctional officer. I'm like, all right, I get it, but he got bars, man.
When you hear that, You know what time it is.
Shout out to Ricky Rose. He gonna be a guest one day too, man.
Yes,
I. He is, yo. No bullshit, man. Appreciate y'all listening, man. Please remember to I didn't even do this in the beginning of the first one, man, but subscribe, rate and review, then unsubscribe, subscribe again, rate and review. Do it as many times as you possibly please. Do it. We appreciate it, man. I appreciate the people listening. A lot of love. The numbers, every time I see it, you put some out. Last couple of weeks, I've been, kind of on my own little, soapbox, because I've been solo doing them joints. So I'm sounding very self-righteous in them. And I'm sounding very convicted, because I am when I'm talking by myself. But then you like to talk to your people, man, because you get a little looser and you can throw shit around, man. So it's good to be back doing this, man. Because like I said, I don't mind the one-man show. But that shit, man, to hear your own voice like half an hour, 40 minutes, and you trying to just go through and like that man Colin Cowherd, he do that. Even though he got a little bit of Joy Taylor, I do not want to do shit when I'm by my damn self. I remember I used to do it all the time. But doing these last couple ones, I'm like, man, yo, my man be back soon. And he back. And what?
Baby.
You know what else is back too, yo? And the NBA, bro. Our game. Our beautiful game, yo. And right now, last night, it looking like it's the Bucks hit 29 threes last night.
The Bucks ain't going to win shit with Giannis.
Well, but the thing is, Giannis had to sign that contract, man. It's a super max. What was it, like 5 years? Two?
I ain't hating on his money.
No, I'm just saying in my head, like, shit, he ain't going to win shit there.
The
thing is, he know he ain't going to win shit there, but you cannot. That's your first big contract, that super, super max. You tell me you're not going to take that shit? And it's so funny to me, man, because I get it, yo. We in the media have put it and made it seem as if that a player, if he don't win championships, he hasn't had a successful career. And I'm like, look, that's what we do. But somebody who just plays a game of basketball that's gotten to the level where they can amass millions of dollars and sign 5-year, $240 million deals and secure their futures, children's futures. And you tell me that person hasn't been successful?
Hey, man, that's bad.
I don't understand that. Like, I don't.
Everybody can't be CEO. Everybody can't be at the top. But I'm gonna get this bread.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand it. Like, I really don't get that. When people, it's like we make up this theater in our mind. Yo, they didn't win a championship. Okay, they didn't. They play at a high level, at enough where they said like James Harden. Perfect example. James Harden. Money on top of money. He's successful. Yeah, he didn't win a championship. Melo, he's successful. Melo. Like, they probably didn't win a title, but they made a lot of fucking money where then they were able to use that platform and that money to other investments to amass more wealth and more power along the way.
And people forget, nobody's coming out of college saying, I want to win a ring. Nah, I'm coming out of college saying, I got to get this money.
I get this money. I got shit I got to take care of. It's just us in the media that be like, it's getting money. Yeah, what's up?
Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, I missed on him.
Ass of the day.
I missed on him, man. I thought he was going to be great. If I had somebody taping me when I was talking about Dwayne Haskins on my phone conversation before he came into the draft, I was high on him. I was like, man, the Redskins, I said, they finally got a quarterback.
But that's the thing. But the thing, this is what we're talking about. I ain't even talking about talent and potential because he got it.
Yeah.
But we talking about getting this money.
Yeah, he got money.
How you putting yourself in these positions?
It's stupid, man. Like, get your
bread. You fucking with your money.
I don't understand it. He just got to grow up. And that's why I think at the end of the day, he'll get a second chance because I don't think it's talent. He got a big arm. He's accurate. He just got to grow the fuck up. And yeah. I mean, but it's so funny when you tell a guy who's 21 years old, you're so good, I'm going to draft you and I'm going to give you millions of dollars at your age. Handle that. You know, it's like, now obviously, I'm not giving an excuse to that, but when you're still that young and then you're 20 years old, you're drafted at a high pay, they just give you millions of dollars. And it's like, that's why you got to have the proper structure because it's almost a surprise if you give young guy millions of dollars and they don't fuck up.
You got to have that. And that's the thing. Like, how many 30 for 30s and shit we got to watch to understand it? I get it. But sooner or later, the application of understanding has to come into play. You know, and I give you a prime example. I was out of town last week and was getting the older girls a new car, right? So I was talking to the sales manager and we were just rapping and he was, you know, former entertainer, songwriter, R&B group with his family and shit. And me and him was talking and he was like, man, when I was on the road, he was like, I had a guy that I was really close with, another entertainer. He said, we was out in LA and he's like, I gotta go see my accountant. He's like, cause he wanted to buy some stuff.
Yeah.
So he said, when they left, he was like, well, did you get what you need? He's like, nah, I didn't. Cause my accountant told me it ain't time. You know what I'm saying? He's like, nah, my accountant told me it ain't time.
Yeah.
But it's something
that's what you need. You need shit that get around you.
You need people like that around you to be like, hey, man, if you're going to go to the strip club, bro, don't be on camera.
Yeah, and not right now
with what we got going on, and you know what it's going to cost you.
That's what I'm saying. And at least, if anything, put on a mask. Like, wear the mask a whole damn time. Even if you got the mask on, they probably can't even really find out if it's you or not.
Go see titties and ass all day. But be smart about it.
Bring the shit to your crib. You got a little money, right? Man, you got a little money. Just
because at the end game, like you talking about Giannis, super max.
Like, I never understand that Tiger Woods shit. Like when you pay like that, and you get yourself in those positions. Now, obviously, I'm not condoning anything. I'm just saying. You'd be like, to get yourself in those positions, like, bro, you're Tiger Woods. How you got a girl hitting your voicemail, like, and why you get, like, what are you doing? You have people that can handle it.
Ain't been right since.
Ain't been. I'm not condoning anything. All I'm saying is, bro, get it together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Watch what you're saying.
I'm just talking about Tiger. That's it. Nigga. We're talking about Tiger. Watch and talking about, you know, some situations that he had that transpired.
I will snip you.
That, you know, we just wish him the best, you
and
know.
Your girls will call you Mr.
Weston. I don't know. Can you please? I'm on the air.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
You just see what just happened? And how does she not think I'm not on the air?
I thought you said
That was like 10 minutes ago. She said, I was on break. This isn't going anywhere. This is staying right here.
Right.
You know, but this is live. Man, but you know,
say these, you know, our sports is back. Like, you just, you know.
I know we wouldn't left field on that, but I'm sorry. I think about this.
Cool,
shit.
I mean,
but I think about that. This is what the podcast is doing.
We'll start talking about different stuff anyway.
You know what I'm saying? We go, like, I mean, because I was just thinking about, I don't get it. Like, you got dough. Like, do shit like you said, accordingly. Like you said, do things accordingly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have the people to get you in positions where you don't have to catch flack coming your way.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, you that young, you get that kind of bread. Have fun, but just be smart.
But see, that's the thing, though. You young with that bread. That's why you need somebody. That's why it's...
Yeah.
But see, the thing, it's just the beast of... That's why you see everything going on with this, with COVID and how this year's been so fucked up, but they're still playing. Mm-hmm. And you got teams playing in these college football games, in bowl games, 4-0 versus 10-1.
Right.
I'm like, this doesn't even make any sense. Can they just had to get the dollars? Had to get the money, bro. They had to get those dollars.
At all costs.
At all costs. While these kids are going out here playing. I even get the NFL, whatever. They grown, man. They get paid. But these kids, they're not getting a damn dime. Now, I know they get some perks being players. They get some things. But they don't get nowhere near what they're worth. You're a college athlete. You know what I'm saying?
They don't have, they're not represented by a union, so they go out there, catch COVID, can't play, you know, hurt their draft status because they missed a couple of games, potentially. It sucks, man.
But I think they put that deal in. I think they put in that bill to law that they're going to be able to benefit off their own likeness, though, right?
Yeah, they can do that. But I'm saying, what if you don't have no likeness and you got to play?
Well, yeah.
You got to be on the field.
You're just a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a guy. Now I'm in the protocol. Yeah. Man, I missed a couple of games. I'm hurting now. It sucks, man. But the school getting paid.
School always getting paid. School stay getting paid. School will never not get paid. That's why they got to keep going after these dollars. It's too much money. All these TV contracts, you know, these TV, they pay billions of dollars a year. And God forbid you don't get that money. God forbid capitalism doesn't take a pause just for a few minutes. A few minutes, just a little bit. You can get back to getting money soon. But when there's a time where nobody has any money or nobody has no job or any money, you got people spending Christmases in fucking bread lines.
Yep.
I mean, there was a reporter on TV down in Texas. He's a young reporter, and he actually got emotional because he was talking. He was Hispanic. He was talking to another Hispanic couple on air, and basically he was saying, "Hey, And he spoke in their language, like, what are you guys doing? And, you know, you're in line in the food line. What are you looking to get?
Yeah.
He said, and the guy spoke back in Spanish. And he said, he translated, he's here, they're here to get their meal for Christmas. And while he was saying that, he was, you know, he started crying, you know, he started getting emotional because it was like, it's so sad.
Bro, like, that's why it was imperative for me to do my little giveaway, man. And so many people reached out, bro. And it was like, damn, I wish I could help everybody. But I'm like, man, people out here hurt.
They hurt, man. They hurt. There was one lady, Chuck Schumer. He was on the floor. We get right back to politics, but he was on the floor, and he was talking about just instances of people, of certain people, like real people who were sending letters.
Yeah.
And she said on the third day, because of the, you know, all that shit got lifted and expired.
Right.
On the third day of her son's kindergarten virtual, all her lights went out, and they ain't been on since. Cause you got,
and now look who you hurting the parent. The parent can't do the financial part. The kid can't learn.
Yeah. Third day, electricity out. Now you can't go no Wi-Fi. You can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't got no money to know how I'm gonna pay it.
And then we open back up, we close back down. Because then on top of that, we got people in this country that can't understand that this is real and just wear a mask. And let's get past this shit. But it's been politicized so fucking much to the point where we can't. It's so deep rooted where If you're a masker, you're a Democrat. If you don't wear a mask, you're a Republican. It's the craziest shit in the world.
COVID-19 don't give a fuck what you are.
It don't care. It does not care.
He was coming back from Nashville, and it was a dude who was a pilot, but he was just flying, you know, for free. And he, you know, I was A1 on Southwest, so he getting ahead of me, getting on. He talking to somebody else that was a pre-boarder.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't wait till we take these masks off. This COVID-19 shit is a joke. I said, yeah, till you go through it and you're in the hospital 6 days like I was.
Come on, man.
Then you're going to realize when you got this damn breathing machine on and you trying to figure out, my loved ones can't even come see me. Which side of the road am I going to be on? Am I going to make it or am I not? I'm like, yeah, you keep thinking this bullshit till you go through it.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like we can do, like I said, you came out saying that it's real. I mean, like you letting people know, you letting people behind the veil a little bit because you dealt with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's real.
It's real. And I want people to understand it's real because I can tell my testimony on this side. I could have been like the Republican at my age, 41, that just got shit and died. Nah,
he got it just last week tested positive.
Last week. That's what I'm saying. Like, this shit ain't no joke.
And it's and once again, because of the fact, the president, who has a tremendous following, and it didn't fit him politically to face this pandemic head on, to deal with it, he lied about it. Mm-hmm. He knew how serious it was. He told everybody on tape, but then went out and said everything different and completely politicized it and split the country right in half. Well, you got people in Subway saying they're not, I'm a free man, can I not wear a mask? Now get me my fucking sub. I'm like, how you a free man because you can't wear a mask to protect yourself and others from a deadly virus?
They can't even use the term free man because we've been free men and we still can't get the shit we need.
Come on, man.
So they can't even use the term free man.
It's just, it doesn't make any sense. It's not political. But because, and I believe it's so funny to me too because I always go back to those Trump Bob Woodward tapes. Where it's like old news now, but it's so funny. It's amazing. The president was on tape saying how serious the virus was and that he downplayed it on purpose. He said that in his own, and it's like, it's not talked about enough. It's like he literally has on his hands hundreds and thousands of deaths in his hands. He literally has it in his hands. And now, even after he took the time to wait to sign the bill for no fucking reason, he's literally every day, bro, playing golf.
Every day.
Every fucking day.
Every day.
He has the president of the United States, because he's mad he lost, he has mentally checked out.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying he was really checked in when he was president anyway, but at least he, you know, he answered questions. He go back and forth with the media. He'll, you know, go in for interviews and shit. He has literally said, fuck this. I'm golfing. And he's golfing in Florida. And he's still there right now.
Right.
Using taxpayer dollars. Secret Service. Travel. President's entourage, all that shit is taxpayer dollars. Air Force One, the gas on that bitch. He golfing. Chilling.
Chillaxing.
I mean, think about that.
Yep.
And it's like, how can you sit here and follow that, man? Unless, and I keep saying this, we always go back to it. You are a white supremacist. You believe, and if you blacks for Trump, don't mean you ain't no bigot because you black. You a bigot as well, believing that bullshit that he talking about. Exactly. And I had a podcast a couple weeks ago with Pastor Malone, talking about from the evangelical standpoint. Like I'm not understanding Paula White. These people I used to look up to. All of a sudden, Pat Rock. It's just crazy. Like
Paula White was. One of the baddest things smoking. Now I'll be like, what is the heck?
What is wrong with her? Greg Locke, these guys who I used to listen to and have respect for, all of a sudden praying that angels from Africa would come over and make and give the election back to Trump. Like, what are we doing? And so I had he tried to help me out, basically saying how they're just really only caring about, once again, their agenda, which is the white agenda, usually, which is based on a white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And trying to put their values all over a country of people. And it's just like, and they have somebody now that can help them get there. So now, to get rid of him, it feels like they have to go back to square one. So we got to support him as much as possible, even after the fact. Like, Georgia once again did another audit. No voter fraud. Like, even now, I'm going back and forth with somebody. We go back and forth. He used to be my, we used to work together. Mm-hmm. He's a Republican, and we go back and forth on stuff. But it's just, and it's good debate. But the fact of the matter is, just like, when I keep saying, how can you vote for Republican again? He keeps acting as if it has something with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Like, look, it gets passed through the House. It goes to the Senate. The Senate has to give it. They have to go through the Senate before it can get to the president's desk. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell is the leader of the Senate. We know American people need more money. So when Trump said $2,000 checks, Pelosi said, okay, we're going to do a vote. It passed through the House. It got to the Senate. When he was asked, are you going to bring it to the floor? Because he's the majority leader. If you do not understand politics 101, it's very simple. Mitch McConnell is the leader of the Senate. He's the Senate majority leader. He decides what votes come out to the floor or what bills come to the floor to get voted on. He can block it. That's what he did. And the Democrats knew that they were going to block it, but they were trying to prove another point. See, once again, this has nothing to do with Al Mitch McConnell, what he wants to do now. He says, we'll get back to that. But I want to put in, I want to also attach a voter fraud investigation. And I think it was something to do with the 230 rule, the social media. But what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with stimulus payments to Americans? But Mitch McConnell knows that they're not going to give credence to that voter fraud investigation. So the Democrats are going to say, no, we're not going to accept that, because if we accept that, now we're going to give credence to y'all doing a voter fraud investigation as already been proven there isn't no voter fraud, but y'all want us to give credence to it. They're just playing political games. They don't care. And I guarantee, you know, Mitch McConnell and his little shrewd operators, they sat back and they said, you know what? This is the new strategy. That's what we're going to do. We're going to add that stuff into that next, saying, hey, if you want the $2,000 checks, let's just add these two in on here too as well. And he knows the Democrats ain't going to go for it, because they're not going to support anything that has anything to do with voter fraud, because there wasn't any. And Senator Hawley has already said from Missouri that he's going to object on June 6th to certification. Now, it's not going to mean anything. But it's symbolic, but he's going to do it. So you're going to have him and also 126 House Republicans who signed that ridiculous lawsuit made by the Attorney General of Texas to overthrow and disenfranchise over 20 million votes in other states. Like Senator Chris Murphy keeps saying it. That is what they are doing. They are trying to literally do an open coup. They are committing treason to the country. They are doing acts of treason, and it's not being
with nobody to hold them accountable.
It's acts of treason. They are trying to overthrow a democracy, a free and fair election, where Chris Krebs, the cybersecurity in charge of protecting the elections, Trump's appointee, he appointed him. He said this was the safest election in the history of the United States. And he got fired for it. And Trump put him there to protect the election, because remember, in Russia in 2016, they interfered. So they hired Chris Krebs. He protected it. But it was against Trump's narrative. So he fired him. Think about that. Even now, he just hit the Wisconsin Supreme Court asking again to overturn the results. and you have people like Senator Hawley that's going to promote that, and people are saying like in circles, well, he wants to like he wants to but it wants to support Trump so he could run in 2024. So I'm like, think about it. He wants to so the way he wants to run for president and get elected by the people is that he wants to support somebody who wants to overthrow the very thing that he needs to get elected president. Like, but nobody talks about it. It's just what the NBA is back, and I love the NBA. But it's just like, dude, like these people are literally trying to. You have people who want to disenfranchise us. People believe that we are still 3/5 of a man, of a person. They believe that we don't matter. If it's not Republican rule, it should be no rule. They will overthrow a democracy in order to stay in power. They don't want folks to free. That's why for years, that's why they're the white minority. In this country, progressives and Generation X and Z and different diversities, they see that. That's why, what do they always do? They never could win an election by doing what? They gotta cheat. They gotta suppress. So that's why in Texas, they give you one drop box for a county with 1 million people. And they also they take away drop boxes, and they figure out any kind of way to try to suppress votes in urban and minority areas, because that's the only way. Instead of them trying to say, let's let our value show what we're gonna do for the people, they don't have anything for the people. They don't have anything to offer. They just want to stay in power. So let's stay in power. Let's suppress your vote. And let's make sure those white people, those poor whites who we don't give a fuck about either, let's make sure and convince them by helping you guys, they're going to come and corrupt it. So guess what? Let's just not do it at all. Where then we don't got to do nothing for you. The money stays with us, and we just keep feeding back the people that pay off our fucking seats. That's the formula, baby. That's the formula.
You brought that home full circle.
It's been working for years. Mm-hmm. They have even gotten poor whites to vote against their own interest, so they can stay in power, because they're a white minority, and they want to put their what they believe and have their people in power and keep saying, as long as we give money to corporations, everything will be okay, and they know that's not the fucking case. It's a damn shame, bro. We can't put capitalism on pause for 1 second.
We ain't got no heart.
Ding. You know what I'm saying? For 1 second.
Yeah.
We can't do it. We got to get paid. Money got to flow. Don't matter, we got millions of it already. We need more. Because he who has the money has the power, they believe. And mate, come on, Georgia. Georgia?
Georgia.
Georgia, come on, man.
Georgia, you on the clock.
You on the clock. Healthcare, COVID relief, civil rights, it's all on the ballot. If we can take this, it'd be 50-50 tie, 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans. And constitutional based, the tiebreaker goes to the Vice President of the United States, who will be Kamala Harris.
Indeed.
She will have the deciding vote, and she'll be there a lot to make sure she is that deciding vote. It will literally give the majority back to Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell will become the minority leader and irrelevant.
Indeed.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Until next week, bro.
Peace, bro. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bro. Love you, man. You look good, brother. Holla at you next week. Yes, right, sir. And there he goes. That's my man D. Appreciate my man coming back. Y'all heard his story. He was dealing with COVID, was in a hospital for 6 days. He looks good. It's been tough on him, but he's recovering every day. It is real. Believe it. Take it seriously. Wear a mask. 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 Wear a mask. Social distance. Wash your hands. Until we can get the vaccine, I understand people have different thoughts about the vaccine. But, and that's another podcast. I'm talking about that later. But if we have a chance to take the vaccine, take it, please. I know we have our history. I'll talk about that later. But really, listen to the science, do your research, and take the vaccine. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.